We are very excited here at TGSI today, as we have a very special guest in the studio. We'd like to welcome Robert Brown, MSP for Glasgow and Deputy Minister for Education and Young People. But not only is Mr. Brown an important figure in Scottish politics, he is a former pupil of the Gordon Schools. Good morning, Mr. Brown. Welcome to the Gordon Schools and in particular TGSI.
Good morning to you.
Okay. What brings you back to your alma mater?
Well, I get as one of the privileges of being Deputy Minister of Education, the opportunity to go around a number of schools across Scotland. And I thought it was actually quite a good idea to come back and visit the Gordon Schools, which I haven't done in any kind of formal sense since I left school 42 years ago, would you believe? That's an astonishing and horrific period of time, isn't it?
What did you most enjoy about your time at the Gordon Schools?
Difficult to say. I think I was one of the people that did enjoy schools. I found it quite a challenging and interesting place to be. I wasn't into sport. I think I was second last in cross country running and things like this. That wasn't my top sport. But I did like I did like history and English and subjects of that kind. And oddly enough, I also liked maths, which I went off a bit as it got more difficult. But nevertheless, I did quite enjoy maths.
Was there anything you didn't like?
I didn't particularly like PE, I have to say. Now, that's a terrible thing for a Deputy Education Minister to say, since we're trying to encourage people to have more exercise and things like that. But I think nowadays it's dealt with on a broader basis, where we look at things like dance, like sport, obviously on a wider base, lot more opportunities in that kind of way. And I think people have got much greater choices as to the things they want to do in ways of making us a little bit fitter. So I can say I didn't particularly like it when I was at school, and I seem to recall what we actually spent our time doing was picking stones off what's now the new sports field at the bottom, which was being built at that time. But it was out of the way of the school authorities, which was also quite an attractive aspect to that.
Could you tell us more about your position as Deputy Minister for Education and Young People? What does your job entail?
Well, I'm sort of second in command, if you like, to the minister, who's Hugh Henry, and we divide the portfolio between ourselves. He's got more responsibility for the school end, and I've got more responsibility for young people and for the social work bit that comes into it. And young people covers, obviously, youth organisations and things of that sort. But, I mean, broadly, we go across both things. Now, what we have to do is to take new legislation through Parliament. I've been doing recently the Vulnerable Groups Bill, which is all about trying to protect young people from people with nasty histories of doing horrible things to children who might get into the workforce, and ways of stopping that happen. We've also done the Parental Involvement Act, which is to do with having parents involved in the education of their children to the greatest effect possible. So we take bills through Parliament, we obviously pass, we make decisions about the spending of money. I'm about to launch the Youth Work Strategy, which is all to do with what we want to do to support youth organisations, the Scouts, the Boys Brigade, specialist things for people who are dropping out of school, that sort of thing. And really, it's pretty exciting agenda, I think, to be involved in all of this. I've been this morning to visit Rothie Norman Primary School, one of the new schools which we've been building, or Aberdeenshire County has been building under the PPP proposals. An absolutely superb new school, you know, and we've got 200 of those built in the last 4 years across Scotland, which makes the whole setup, I think, much better for young people to learn and for teachers to teach in.
As a politician, what do you feel are the most important issues faced by young people today?
I think it's really two levels. One is to have the maximum opportunities. Now, quite often that, I think the opportunities now are growing, but I think there's an awful lot more we could do, particularly to support those young people who have perhaps difficult family lives or things of that sort, who are turned off from school for different reasons and who come out of school with far less advantage taken of the big opportunities that are on offer at the schools than they otherwise ought to have had. Now, the trouble is with all of that, that's lifelong. If you don't acquire the skills early on, then I think you can miss out later. I think without question as well, there's an awful lot more challenges to do with drug addiction, alcohol addiction, things of that sort in society, which are, you know, things which didn't exist in anything like the same way. Alcohol, yes, but drugs, no, when I was younger. And I think the scene that young people have to deal with is much more complicated. The challenges, the pressures, all of that. But by the same token, I do actually think we're bringing up, or there is being brought up, a really good generation of young people who do, I think, very great things in the world. I'm very confident and optimistic that the people are coming through the school system just now, are coming through to maturity and to be grown up, will make a big difference in the good things that happen in the world.
As a former pupil, what piece of advice would you like to give to the current pupils in the Gordon Schools?
I don't think I'd like to give any advice. I think people have got to find their own way in that way. It's very, very condescending of me to give any advice. But what I would say is that I think sometimes you don't realise this until afterwards, that school is one of the most formative times of your life. You're growing up, you're coming to maturity, going through puberty, all of that sort of thing, and you know, forming the sort of people you're going to be in adult life. It is actually a time to take advantage of the opportunity that school offers, not just in the curriculum and the formal lessons, but in terms of the social arrangements, you know, with your school friends, in terms of the leadership development opportunities you have, in terms of the out of school clubs and all of that. And just go for it, take as much advantage of it as you possibly can.
Thank you for visiting TGSI today, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your visit to the Gordon Schools.
Thank you very much for having me. It's really been great to be back.